The biggest flood Vermont ever had was on November 3rd through 4th, 1927. The cause of the flood was that it rained a great deal over those 2 days. Also, the streams were full because the ground was saturated because it had rained a lot that summer and fall. Stanley Chase lived through the flood. He was interviewed by a crew from the Green Mountain Chronicles who worked with the Vermont Historical Society. They interviewed in 1987. Stanley Chase's family was living in Waterbury, but had family members in Montpelier. One of Stanley's sisters thought the people in Waterbury were all dead. He was happy they were safe. Stanley's family had a dog, Jock. According to Stanley, Jock was a decent, I guess, of a sheepdog, and we couldn't keep him. Stanley's family were living around with people, and they couldn't keep track of the dog. In fact, he roamed all over town anyway. He and another dog, a German police dog that lived across the street from us, they started to roam, and when the flood came down through the valley and hit the farms, either the cows got out of the barn, because being in November, they weren't normally out at pasture, or probably the farmers let them out to fend for themselves. There were dead cows all over the place, and the dogs running around began to find the cows, and we were just afraid of what could happen if he ate the dead cows, until Stanley got back into their houses and they could control them. He couldn't do very much about the dog running around, and he finally came home and got him back into his normal habits again. Stanley was surprised the dog never got sick. Stanley said, quote, "They had quite a job getting all these cows buried and cleaned up. Farms took an awful licking down through the valley because along the river it washed the topsoil right off to the gravel. It took a long time for the meadows to recover." The flood caused people to die. Even the farm animals like cows died. People lost their houses. Herbert Hoover visited Vermont after the flood in 1927. He said, quote, "I have seen Vermont at its worst and Vermonters at their best." In 6 hours, there was 7 inches of rain. Rivers reached 13 feet or more above their normal depth. $42 million were lost. 84 people died. 1,258 bridges were destroyed.